Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Only missed that by about 10 minutes. My bad. Adam Schefter, again today on Aaron Rodgers. This saga won't end. It keeps... We're a month into it now. We don't have answers. Some days I forget that this is even still a real thing. It could still happen. It just completely slips my mind because there's no news on it. And we're just in this state of limbo with Aaron Rodgers. Schefter now saying that he still thinks Rodgers could be holding out for Minnesota changing its mind, and that this is not, I repeat, it's not Rodgers having a secret deal with the Steelers or a handshake deal, that he still is really vacillating and thinking about it and hasn't truly made up his mind. And there are still things about the Steelers that Rodgers does not want to sign up for, commit to, whatever.
If he's taking this long, does he really want to be here at this point? Not to use the Hayward or Watt sort of, or the, I guess what Hayward really only said. If you're really vacillating this much, how badly do you want to be in that particular spot?
You don't. You know what it feels like to me? It feels like when a guy signs a one-year deal with the Pirates.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And you know the dude's like, I had, there was nothing else left.
Who said that? Dyson? Gerard Dyson.
Why did you sign here, Gerard? Because the Pirates offered me a contract and no one else didn't. Cool. Thank you. Now I'm can't wait to go buy my season tickets. Like, that's how this feels to me right now. Like, Aaron Rodgers is, you're so, in Aaron Rodgers' world where he could have his cake and eat it too, you're so far down the list of places he actually wants to play that he'd rather sit around and do hot yoga and watch another documentary on a big conspiracy theory than sign with you. Now, there is more from Schefter on, like, the Steelers' patience being put to the test and them finally getting ready to put their foot down, potentially. Here he is on his podcast talking about there being a date next week that isn't the draft that really matters in this whole thing.
I think we are entering the critical stretch for Aaron Rodgers' final decision about whether or not to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I say that because of this. The Pittsburgh Steelers' voluntary offseason workout program begins next week. And if Aaron Rodgers decides that he wants to play in Pittsburgh with new teammates, new receivers, new coaches, in a new offense in a new city, I would think that he would want to be there, boots on the ground, from day one of the offseason program so he could be on the field. Now, he could put this off more and wait longer, sure, he could do that. It's not like it's a hard deadline. But if you're going to be going into a new situation, don't you want to give yourself the best chance to get acclimated to everybody and everything?
That's what every quarterback who changed teams in the offseason, that's what they'll do. They'll be there for OTAs for the first team activity because they'll want to get as much time and as much work in with a new offense.
He's
and new
not
coaches.
That guy, though.
He's not that guy,
he's
exactly.
He's different from all these guys. That you don't apply the standard you would with everybody else to him because he's proven he's going to do it his own way. I also find it's interesting that Schefter is saying this. He is the guy Aaron Rodgers told to lose his number. I'm kind of floating this hypothesis out loud. He's got these sort of takes on this. I'm wondering how much he's hearing in background info and if it's even good background info, because it sounds like Rodgers, he's on Rodgers' list of...
Well, he's not going to get it from the Rodgers side of things. He's not going to get it from Rodgers' agent. He's going to get it from like inside the NFL and from the Steelers, if he's going to get it from anywhere, yeah.
I just don't think you can use that date as something that would compel Rodgers to make a decision at all. I also wonder about the Saints in all of this now, too, as another suitor.
Why is that?
If Carr's done for the year.
Okay.
Just another team that might have had designs on trying to bring in somebody else and not just leave it up to Spencer Rattler. I mean, they're getting connected to Shedeur Sanders, so people know that they're still in the market to look for a quarterback. Now, granted, this would be a one-year patch, and their salary cap situation is still a mess from what I remember looking at, but... If you were Rodgers, would you rather go play in that division in a dome 9 games out of the year, or would you rather play for the Steelers?
It's a fair question. It just seems like it's such a non-starter because no one has linked Rodgers to the Saints, and there's been no, like,
I'll admit that it's an
outside-the-box
thought.
Sticking his head up from underground, popping his head up from the hole and saying, wait a minute, the Saints are now available?
I will admit that I'm spitballing something that kind of popped into my head yesterday that I thought was at least worth bringing up. I don't think it's likely, but that is another team out there that if he was looking who needs a quarterback, he could at least look at them and say, hey, New Orleans, what are you doing?
If they had like a coach that he knew or a place that was, you know, coming off a playoff appearance or a double-digit win season, yeah. I think that's...
Well, think of all the voodoo and stuff down there he could get into.
That's a good point.
Witch doctors.
Name? Madame...
Bovary?
Yes, I think.
Is that who I'm thinking of?
Look up known voodoo woman from New Orleans.
Voodoo vixens?
Voodoo lady New Orleans.
Voodoo madame? No. Voodoo lady New Orleans.
Yes. Anything?
Marie Laveau.
That's her. I think.
Yeah, she was a Louisiana Creole practitioner of voodoo, an herbalist, and a midwife.
That sounds like someone Aaron Rodgers would have been all about back in the day.
100%.
Here is Schefter saying that Aaron Rodgers has people like Arthur Smith pulling their hair out right now.
You imagine what it would be like right now to be a coach on the Pittsburgh Steelers staff when you're trying to basically get your offense ready for the start of your offseason program, and you don't know whether that offense is going to include Aaron Rodgers or not. You're going to have one offense that's dictated for Mason Rudolph and Skylar Thompson, the two quarterbacks currently on your roster, plus whoever you might draft in the draft. And then you're going to have another offense in the event that Aaron Rodgers tells you, yes, I'm going to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So this is tough on the coaches. This is tough on the front office. This is tough on all the Steelers fans who have been waiting for an answer, but we are entering a critical period for the Pittsburgh Steelers and their fans.
I think that Tomlin has talked and coached Smith and others into believing that all of those sacrifices and concessions they'd have to make for Rodgers are worth it. So, yeah, like they do have to build two offenses, a provisional one for a rookie quarterback and Mason Rudolph, and then a separate one for Rodgers. But I think like Mike would give them the whole, like, this is why this is the, you know, the life you've chosen, or this is why, you know, you signed up for this career.
Don't blink.
You know, like this is his.
Well, also, what choice do these guys have who work under Mike? What choice does Arthur Smith have? I mean, he does. Actually, that's a bad example. Arthur Smith could just be like, I want to go be the son of a billionaire and not do this. I'm good.
I mean, they could have a backbone and say Aaron Rodgers isn't worth it, but Tomlin's not going to listen to them.
Well, not only would they be going against Mike, it seems like they'd now be going against the owner, I would think.
Yeah, the owner can shut this down at any point and say, this has gone on for too long, this has been a joke. Either call the guy and get an answer now, or
the fact that he hasn't means that he clearly is on board with it.
Yep.
You can pretty much use deductive reasoning to figure that out.
Yeah, you can't just say this is all Mike Tomlin's fault. You got to lump Art in, too. They're double teaming this.
Can you believe, have you just paused to think about the fact that if you had told you and I, we're working together in 2021, hey guys, you're going to have Russell Wilson quarterback the team in 2024. The next year, you're going to be talking for weeks on end about whether or not the Steelers are going to sign Aaron Rodgers. We'd have probably been like, well, that's at least interesting. Not a great situation, though, that we're embarking on.
And they
right
would
now.
Have cut Mason Rudolph loose, and they would have brought him back, and the fans would be clamoring for him Aaron Rodgers.
He would be the people's champion, yeah.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
I mean, it makes me sick, to be honest. Unless the general manager, Omar Khan, of the Pittsburgh Steelers has some sort of promise or some sort of lean on Aaron Rodgers, believing that he is going to come back and play football. And if he does make that decision, he's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I feel like this has been mishandled already. I feel like to be waiting, right, or to be held hostage by a former quarterback of the New York Jets that's actually never done anything for you. What has Aaron Rodgers done in the last 2 years or since leaving Green Bay that says he should be afforded this type of time? So that says that you should give him the sort of respect that keeps your franchise at bay. When I think about this decision, to me, it doesn't matter what happens going forward. I think it's been a bad play by the Pittsburgh Steelers already.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's Ryan Clark on his soapbox. Now, Ryan and Aaron Rodgers don't like each other. Ryan called Aaron Rodgers a fraud, and then Aaron said every time Ryan goes on the air and talks about him, he should have to say what his vaccination status is, and then made fun of the brooch that Ryan wears with his initials on it. Instead of wearing your initials, you should also wear your vaccination status every time you're on the air.
Wouldn't it be tough to get a brooch made of that, though? A lot of small writing there.
So that has gotten really personal between those two guys. So, I mean, that might...
What's Ryan's grounds for calling him a fraud? Is it like about...
Because Rodgers said that he liked ESPN when no one gave an opinion and they just showed highlights all the time. And then Ryan said, well, that's awfully rich. You're paid to basically go on ESPN because that's Pat McAfee's show's home base. and you give opinions on everything on there. So what are you talking about?
I gotta say, advantage Clark on the basics there.
Like, if you want ESPN to go back to just showing highlights, maybe you shouldn't go on ESPN and give your opinion once a week for 30 minutes.
I would say a good bit by Rogers would have been to go on McAfee's show the very next week and narrate highlights like he was Steve Levy. Just randomly doing NBA highlights. Anyway.
The guy's 41, going to be 42 years old, and went 5-12 last year. You know, every parent, every good parent tells their kid to respect their elders. So you respect Aaron Rodgers' career and that he's a Hall of Famer and that he balled out against the Steelers in the Super Bowl and that he won 4 MVPs. Mm-hmm. So you get past all those niceties and compliments and pay homage to what his career was before you say the tough part, which is that the guy sucks now. And I just find it's incredible to me that there's even a portion of the Steelers fan base who watched the game here against the Jets where he was outplayed by Russell Wilson, who we all couldn't wait to get rid of, mm-hmm. with receivers like Garrett Wilson there, like Devontae Adams. It's not like you can make that excuse for him. You know, you could even say with Russ, he didn't have George Pickens for a few of those games late in the year. But no, none of us want to do that. And I don't even do that because I was sick of Russell Wilson, too. He had his handpicked coaches. He had his handpicked players. He had all of those things. He goes 5-12. He puts up hollow numbers against bad teams late in the year to give him, you know, decent overall counting stats at the end of the season. Yes.
That's what it is.
And this is supposed to be a town full of, like, understanding, outstanding football fans who are able to dig deeper than just that.
Ball knowers.
We actually watch games here.
Ball knowers in this town.
And the Jets were on, God D, they were on all last year because the league thought they were going to be good with Aaron Rodgers, so you couldn't avoid Jets games.
What I'm surprised by, yes, it's not, you're talking about the fans' perspective on this, and I get that, and I agree with pretty much everything.
What's worse is the Steelers' perspective.
Well, that's the real thing. Tomlin is driving this bus. He is a defensive coach by trade. We all know he puts stock in what guys do against the Steelers. How could you be this hot to trot after the player after you watched your defense, including and starring in that game, an undrafted free agent defensive back, the exact kind of player you would think a rookie, Aaron Rodgers in his prime, would make a game plan out of, right? Would he not go back if he were in his best years and say, hey, coach, they're going to start this Bishop character out there.
I'm going to make them pay for that.
We're basically going to get Devontae 15 catches and 220 yards today, just matching him up.
No, instead of that guy was the MVP.
He picked him off twice, yep. Turned the game, and Rodgers looked like a pumpkin. What is Mike watching against his own team that suddenly makes him think Rodgers has something left?
Because Mike, even though he prattles on and on about football justice, is now looking for a shortcut. He's looking for a quick fix, and this is that elixir for him. He's trying to find somebody to put a Band-Aid on his team's endless run of mediocrity, and he's somehow hoodwinked himself into thinking that this guy is the answer and the salvation to all his prayers. It's wild, man. It really is.
There's a stench of desperation that reeks around all of this, I think. Like, I think that would be the word that I would use to describe the pursuit, really the whole saga. On the Steelers' end of things, it is very desperate. On Rodgers' end of things, it actually is too. You know why? Going back to the original stuff here. He doesn't really want to be here. He is desperately stringing this along for as long as he feels he can, in the hopes that the one situation we all know and accept at this point he thinks is better, because it is better, opens up to him, and that's Minnesota.
Yeah, I have some balls. The guy does not even really want to play for you that bad. If he does, he's going to be settling. And you're cool with that? That's how he views you right now. Unless Schefter's wrong, and they actually have a secret deal worked out, that's how he feels about you. The second annual Fan Five Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union is going to take place June 5th and 6th. at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're currently looking for 25 fire departments that'll benefit from this year's fundraising. Register your fire department now at 937thevan.com. Brought to you by Aircraft Management Group, North Country Brewing, Firehouse Red Ale, Saloni's Italian Bakery, and Don's Appliances. It's now time for the Bucko Auction House. This segment brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. Fan Beer of the Month is Cindy's Hard Mountain Tea from Cinderlands Brewing, benefiting partners for quality. Greg Brown going to join us in 20 minutes. Big news. Abrahan Gutierrez cited in the Pirates clubhouse before tonight's game. Keep your underwear on.
Honest Abrahan.
Don't go too crazy. So now they have Abrahan and not Emmanuel, but Emmanuel Valdez.
Man, those are two like...
Is it? I thought it was Emmanuel Valdez.
Okay, Emmanuel, either way.
Emmanuel, yeah. Emmanuel.
But wouldn't you just thought it was Emmanuel without...
Well, yeah, they sneak that N in there.
Why do they have to have the names that have like the little... Like the little off...
It can't be Abraham, though. It has to be Abrahan.
Then didn't they have Abram Nunez?
They did.
Was that Abraham or No, it was Abraham. We have a caller named Abram who calls in, which is the old school Book of Genesis name for Abraham.
He lived to be like 850 years old or something.
Let's not get into the Bible breakdown again. We did that yesterday's show.
We did that at the end of the show, and you know what I was getting tweets about right after the end of the show? It was people just saying he just spent time in Jerusalem. There is nothing to report. But somebody said, Malzi, again, you got it wrong. It's Maundy Thursday, not Holy Thursday. The Maundy Thursday crowd was out again for me.
When I said Maundy Thursday, you're like, you don't know anything about Catholicism.
Maundy.
No, the Maundy Thursday crowd was out again in force yesterday.
All right. Time for another Bucko Auction House. Let's not delay it any longer. First item up for bidding. This is a Chris Muller favorite.
Oh, no.
Henry Davis batting average for 2025.
Shut the F up.
I will go, I will start at 100.
101. I don't feel great about that
105.
Either.
105 to me, going once.
106.
110.
111.
115.
God, I'm looking at it right now. He's hitting 100.
I'm at 115.
I can't let you have this easily. 116.
120.
Get involved here, Donnie. We can't let him do this.
I'll go 122.
We just got to figure
125.
Out.
125.
We got to figure out what his pain tolerance is here. 127.
130.
134.
140.
141.
145.
146.
150.
Bacardi, 151.
155.
That stuff was tough, by the way. Whew. 156. I do not feel great about this now. He's a career 189 hitter.
156. Henry Davis's batting average in 2025 to Malzi. Going once.
Oh, no.
Going twice. No. Sold your bottom.
He hit 144 last year.
What was it last year?
You
went like 260 something last year.
Hold on. So I needed him to hit 157, right?
Yep.
All right. This sucks. How did I get stuck holding this bag again? It was like 242 and he hit 144. He never sniffed it.
And you got to get to 156 and he's batting he's a robust 1-for-10 so far, Chris.
I'll be honest with you. This is not me wishing an injury. My hope, though, is that he goes like 4 for his next 10, just goes on a mini hot streak, and then they send him down for reasons we don't know, and they don't ever call him back up. That's my best shot.
Bucko Auction House, item 2. O'Neill Cruz, OPS, for 2025. I'll start at 700.
710.
720.
730.
740.
I'll go 741.
745.
746.
750.
Mm-hmm.
750 to me going
751.
Once.
Relax.
755.
756.
760.
761.
765.
770.
772.
773.
774.
775.
775 DeMalzi. 775 DeMalzi going once. 775 DeMalzi going twice. 775. Sold. You bought him, DeMalzi.
773 last year. He's already taken a lot of walks this year. He starts hitting for the kind of power he usually does. I think I'm okay. Not a great number, but Pony was happy with 774, Donnie. I don't feel bad about like quibbling over one number here.
No, I'm just trying to get you up on all these today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, really? I'm just gassing it up here. So what would you have bought O'Neill Cruz at comfortably?
750, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Bucko Auction House, Bucko Auction House Item 3. Enmanuel Valdez RBIs in 2025. I will start with 7.
Now, to clarify, if he were to get traded, it would be
still counts
what he does on the major league level.
Yep.
Yep.
You think someone wants him?
I mean, I don't know. We'll see once we get to August.
I have
probably
7.
Traded worse players before.
No, I'm pretty sure they haven't.
Hey, the Exxon Valdez had a big game last night.
Well, that's why
two balls thrown right at him that he couldn't catch at first base.
That's why.
Good game at the plate.
So you said over under 7?
Yes.
8.
This is a sucker move by Pony.
9.
We're doing RBI here, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
10.
Enmanuel Valdez, 10 RBI, Didani. Going once. Going twice. Sold, you bought him.
I got a great number.
He needs to get 5 more and you win.
I got a great number.
I was gonna.
They're gonna keep running him out there.
I was gonna do one with you guys or suggest a bonus one.
Oh, maybe he did get a good number.
He has 6 already, and they keep sticking him in a spot in the lineup where if they actually get some people on base,
cleanup hitter, baby.
What if he hits a grand slam?
If he hits a grand slam lightning bolt tonight,
he's already in a push.
What the hell happened there?
I don't know. What did you do? Oh, Mister, I'm trying to push Mulzy's numbers up so we'll buy them.
I mean, the guy pisses me off so much.
You falling asleep at the switch over
there?
No,
I just. So I don't know. I sort of figured a guy that can't catch the ball wouldn't keep playing. Is he in the lineup tonight?
These are the Pirates. What are you talking about?
Wait, he's in the lineup tonight?
Is it even out yet? Should be.
I'm pretty sure he's tied for the team lead in extra base hits. He has 4.
Oh, my God.
He has 3 doubles and a triple.
He
Reynolds has 4
doubles.
He
100% is tied for the team lead in extra base hits. I was going to do a
bonus.
So
what are you guys saying now? You actually think he's a nice player?
No, but I think
I'm not saying
that,
but I'm saying I got a good number.
He could hit a sack. He could conceivably get 4 more RBIs and at least generate a push without getting a hit. A walk-in, a run, a hit batsman.
You have a bonus one?
I was going to say total runs scored by the team this year.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Is it?
Yes.
All right.
Because I can't even think off the top of my head how many runs a team scores in a season.
They scored
662 times like
365
three and a half.
Last year. They were one of the lower end teams in scoring. Maybe we'll save that for the next auction house.
Enmanuel Valdez. What's the number again for you?
He needs 4 more to tie it. 10. 10 RBIs. God.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers,
The podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.